More than 10,000 Hoosiers are stuck waiting for home and community-based services through what are called Medicaid waivers. This isn't the first time the state has implemented a waitlist for these services. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports advocates warn a return to a decades-long wait for services is already having a human cost.
Gerald Williams was a truck driver living in central Indiana. In 2017, he was diagnosed with kidney failure and later developed cancer. His wife, Dora Williams, filled out an application last year for him to receive home and community-based services through a Medicaid waiver, but he was placed on a wait list.
It started 9 months ago, and it didn't stop.
Dora Williams is sitting at her dining room table, where she spent nearly 4 hours each day on paperwork and phone calls, trying to navigate getting services. That was on top of being Gerald Williams' full-time caregiver. The last time someone reached out to talk about his care was in early December. But Gerald Williams had already died in late November. Dora Williams says he never received waiver services from the state, despite being told he was invited off the wait list months prior.
I was tired and I was frustrated. I was getting to run around. So many different people talking and don't knowing what they're doing.
The Family and Social Services Administration declined to comment on the case. FSSA implemented the waitlist that delayed Gerald Williams' care early last year. It was one of the agency's many strategies in response to the $1 billion forecasting error announced in December of 2023. Around the time Gerald Williams was first placed on the waitlist, then-Indiana Medicaid Director Cora Steinmetz spoke about the strategies for the first time publicly.
The reason that the strategies related to sustainability primarily focus on this waiver is because this is where we saw the greatest amount of unexpected increase in expenditures.
Once the state ran out of slots, people on the wait list would have to wait for a slot to open or a new one to be added. Steinmetz said there were already nearly 13,000 people on the wait list when those slots opened in July. By November, Steinmetz said there may not be enough waiver slots available for everybody. Advocates said it felt like Indiana went back in time overnight. Kim Dodson is the CEO of the Arc of Indiana. She says Indiana had a 20,000-person wait list during the late 1990s and the early 2000s. That wait could last up to 20 years.
Once somebody signed up, they were forever on the waiting list, unless they contacted their local office to change an address, to let them know that the loved one had passed away, moved out of state, etc.
Dodson says to eliminate that wait list, the agency sent a postcard to families to ask if they were still interested in receiving services. Families that did not return the postcard were removed from the wait list.
Unfortunately, I think we did remove people from a waiting list that shouldn't have been removed.
Dodson says while FSSA was able to eliminate that first wait list, advocates don't want the agency to approach this one the same way. She says finding a solution to the current wait list will likely involve state lawmakers.
We need to turn to our legislature. Our legislator is in every single community across the state. I think we need to make sure that every legislator knows at least one family that Medicaid impacts.
The number of slots available is determined by the state budget. Dodson says that's why it's so important for advocates and people affected by the issue to communicate with lawmakers.
The legislature is not a scary place. They are human beings. Use this as an opportunity to educate a legislator about your life.
Dodson says the human impact of this waitlist will likely continue to grow the longer people don't have access to necessary services. Already, families are feeling the loss of delayed care. Dora Williams says she lost time to care for her husband trying to navigate the waitlist, and his condition declined faster because he didn't have those services. Dora Williams says she hopes lawmakers and state officials start to pay attention to the people affected by their decisions.
It happened, and it shouldn't happen again. Never. Whatever happens out here in this world, it shouldn't happen to another person again.
Dora Williams says she wants to use her experience to become an advocate for people on the wait list, and she hopes no one else has to lose their loved one. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The Indiana legislature will determine the state budget for the next 2 years during this year's legislative session.